jam. When a monster came along, so he dropped the jam. He burped and ran and sang this little song. Here we go. Wiggle, 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 giggle, 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 giggle.
Very good. Well, then he saw a dinosaur. Oh, I think you can do it better than that. And a bird flew high up in the sky.
Oh, I think you can do better than that. And a bird flew high up in the sky. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. I'm a quick baby.
Giggle, 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 giggle.
And you won't catch me.
David's Daily Digital Dollop 314. My goodness, what a strange existence I have. So for 5 weeks consecutively, we're doing our singing weekends, where we get people in a youth hostel, we teach them songs, we do quizzes with them, we play various games, we tell stories. When I say we get people in a youth hostel, people voluntarily book these singing weekends. We don't just, like, grab people off the street. Come on, come and sing some songs with us. Lock the doors, Michael. Lock the doors. Right. We're not going to hurt you. We're not going to hurt you. Unless you struggle. We're just tying into the chairs for precautionary reasons. Or we don't want to hurt you. All we want to do is sing some songs. People come on their own volition. So we're doing the singing weekends on the weekend, obviously. Hence the title. Now, it took us quite a while to think of that. The first few times we did singing weekends, actually, we made a bit of a mistake. We did actually do them on a Wednesday. We got a marketing person involved, and then they sort of pointed out the flaw there and suggested that we might want to do the singing weekends on a weekend. It's always good to get the advice of professionals. So they take place on the weekend, and then during the week, we're in schools. So this week, we're in school Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then we do our singing weekend Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we've been doing that for the other weeks as well. And it's a really surreal experience, because one of the things that we do on the weekend is we do a drunken mock-up of what we do in schools. So we go to the pub, people have a few drinks, and then we do the children's songs and the stories that we've been doing with the kids in front of the adults. And, you know, some people really get into the spirit and they pretend to be kids and they put on weird voices. Others... It's quite strange. If you haven't been on one of the singing weekends, but you are coming on one of them, now you're probably thinking, oh, bloody hell, what have I let myself in for? This sounds absolutely hideous. So we've been doing lots of school projects over the last few months, and we've been in loads of different schools, often singing the same songs, especially the ones where you've got 7 or 8 classes in one day. So you essentially have to do more or less the same thing in half an hour chunks. So, you know, we get into a bit of a pattern. So we'll sing the same songs, tell the same stories. Next group of kids come in, we'll do the same thing. Next group of kids come in, we'll do the same thing. And at the end of the day, you know, after the 8th time of singing the same song, you enter a weird state of consciousness, an altered state. It does strange things to your mind. And then also the songs really get into your head and you just can't get them out of your head. So you're walking down the street or I'm in the supermarket or something and I suddenly catch myself singing, I'm not really a pig, you see, a wicked old witch put a spell on me. You know, because I'm just so used to it, my brain's kind of gone into autopilot, and I'm realised, oh, bloody hell, I'm singing this quite loud. Like, and there's been times as well where Sean said the same thing so many times that you can tell he's kind of gone into autopilot a little bit, and sometimes he said something completely wrong. You know, he's missed out a bit of the story, he's got them distorted because he's lost track of where he is, and he's just sort of on autopilot, but something's gone wrong. So in the song I was just talking about there, where it just goes, I'm not really a pig, you see, a wicked old witch put a spell on me. Don't worry, if you are coming to one of our singing weekends and you think, oh, well, thank you very much for telling us, David. You know, we were looking forward to that. You know, you spoilt the story now. Don't worry, I mean, that's not like a big reveal, or it's not a big spoiler. If you are coming to the singing weekend and you come to our drunken children's workshop in the pub, you know, the bit where it's revealed that the boy isn't a pig is right at the start. You know, I don't want you to worry that, you know, you're into a big meaty story here. No pun intended, about a pig there. But if you found the joke, the meaty bit, funny, then I'll happily take credit for the pun, even though it wasn't very good and not intentional, but, you know, I'll take whatever I can get. But don't worry, it's not a massive spoiler. You know, but Sean can be singing the song, and he just gets the words confused, but because he's on autopilot, he's not realised. He's sort of zoned out for a little bit, his brain's got a bit muddled. And so, at one point, he was singing, but he just got the words in the wrong order and shouted, I'm not really a witch, you see. A wicked old pig put a spell on me. And you wonder what the kids are thinking. I mean, in some ways, that's probably more like it, you know. They're probably thinking, oh, I love the twist there. You know, we've had people come into our school before. We all know about wicked old witches and, you know, putting spells on people. But we've never heard about a wicked old pig getting its own back on a witch. I mean, this is absolutely brilliant. He's really playing with the formula. He's messing things up. He's a pioneer. Anyway, so we sing these songs during the day at school. Let's say we're in school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And we sing each song about 8 times a day. In those 4 days, we're singing the same song 30 or 40 times. And then on the Saturday, you then go into a pub and then they sing the songs in front of loads of drunken adults who are like doing mock heckles, pretending to be children. I've been playing the accordion and singing these songs all week. And now I'm in a pub drinking beer, playing the accordion and singing the same bloody songs again. Oh, God. So this is my life at the moment, and it's going to be like this for the next 3 weeks, and it's been like this for the last 2 weeks. But it's very good, though. At least I've got the dollops, eh? It's a bit, you know, to sort of give me a bit of sanity into my life, you know. Singing songs about killing dogs for the devil. Maybe one day, just for a bit of a change, just to kind of break the monotony, maybe I should try singing Kill Your Dog for Satan in one of the primary schools. See how that goes down. That would be a brilliant dollop. Anyway, that'll do for today. I'll be back tomorrow for dollop 315. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. I'm not really a pig, you see. A wicked old witch put a spell on me.
Now this magic hand would take her anywhere.